This goes to Jennifer Barnhart, Barnhart, fax 989-463-2249, regarding James Wing, W-I-N-G, date of birth 9-1-1948. Dear Jennifer, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Wing with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, proteinuria, and hypertension. His last visit was June 12th of this year. He is complaining of being very tired today, but this is just today. He thinks he slept well, but he just feels very tired today. He's had no procedures or hospital stays since his last visit, and he doesn't feel sick currently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood in the urine, no edema, no rashes or excessive bruising. Medication list is reviewed. Lisinopril has been discontinued, as well as metformin and Ultraset. Also, he's not taking calcium. Warfarin has been changed to Eliquis. It's 2.5 milligram one twice a day. He's been started on Januvia, 25 milligram daily. He's on also Tradjenta, is 5 milligram once a day. He's on insulin now. And for pain, he's using Tylenol 3 with codeine, one every 6 hours as needed for pain. Gabapentin is 300 milligram one, three times a day currently. That's been spaced out more. Before, it was 600 milligram twice a day. Perhaps that's the source of the fatigue also. Physical exam, weight 265 pounds, and blood pressure is 112 over 60. And labs, most recent lab studies were done September 5th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.97 with estimated GFR of 35. Albumin 3.9. Calcium is 9.6. Sodium 136. Potassium 4.5. Carbon dioxide 33. Phosphorus is 3.2. Hemoglobin 12.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. And intact parathyroid hormone is normal at 29.9. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with fluctuating but stable creatinine levels. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. Two, diabetic nephropathy with several medication changes, including addition of Januvia and insulin. Three, proteinuria. Four, hypertension. That's well controlled. And the patient will have lab studies every 3 months, and we will have a follow-up visit with him in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.